Introduction. Life is good. I have a business, a tremendous network of friends, and much of the time, the ability to make smart decisions. I am blessed with the ability to find answers and solve problems. Some of this is an innate skill. A lot of it is learned. But this doesn't mean that life is easy. It's always an uphill battle that requires careful planning and thought to reach the summit. Even people who appear to have it all struggle. Oprah, Richard Branson, Mark Cuban. Do I know this because I asked them or read one of the many biographies about their lives? No. It's because we are all human, and life is a series of ups, downs, and all-arounds. Those who are the most successful have a better understanding of how to navigate it, where to get help, how to leverage the simple act of kindness, and most of all, when to ask for advice. Even superheroes have shit. In fact, they are the epitome of triumphing over adversity. Superman is an orphan who leads a double life and hides his identity from his girlfriend for much of their relationship. But in true superhero fashion, he focuses on his strength, literally, and is dedicated to making the world a better place. This book is designed to do one thing: make your life better. While this is my second book, it was the first one I wanted to write. By contrast, I wrote Perfect Pairings, The Art of Connecting People, on the advice of a dear friend and trusted colleague. It was the right decision for me at the time, and a reminder that the advice of trusted friends is invaluable. We cannot do this thing we call life alone. I'm not a psychologist, and I wouldn't even call myself an expert. Don't stop reading yet. I am someone who meets a lot of people and has many conversations. I cross paths with people from different walks of life. I've had my share of ups and downs, and I'm still learning. The stories here are deeply personal, but I share them in hopes that others can benefit. Lessons come from experience, and everyone has experiences to share. This book is full of anecdotes. Use them as a guide. No one can make choices for you, but having knowledge and insight often brings clarity. Reading this book is the beginning of a journey. It lays the foundation for a more fulfilled and richer life. This book is not a magic bean. On the day that you finish reading it, you won't miraculously wake up and have the perfect life of your dreams. Instead, you'll have perspective and tools. Each chapter in this book covers a different facet of life. Absorb, reflect upon, and integrate the examples into your daily existence. At the end of this book, you'll have a guide to being awesome, and you'll understand everyone has shit. One note, for many of the personal stories in the book, I've changed the name to resemble those of fictional cartoon characters. For interviews or less personal tales, I have used real names. You'll figure this out as we go.